global banking system in trouble. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Swiss banking giant UBS says it will buy Credit Suisse, which was in danger of collapse. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
UBS Group Chairman Colm Kelleher announced the purchase in Switzerland's capital city of Bern. Credit Suisse recently received a $50 billion loan to stabilize it, but the bank continued to lose money. Recently, Credit Suisse's largest investor, the Saudi National Bank, pulled out, dropping shares to record lows. U.S. bank failures this month have pushed efforts to settle domestic volatility.
New York Community Bank agreeing to purchase Signature Bank, which shut down March 12th. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's possible indictment of former President Trump sparking outrage among Republicans. One of the most vocal critics is House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
We've watched crime in New York where people are afraid to walk the streets. We watched campaigns, and I will tell you, one of the reasons we won races in New York is based upon this DA of not protecting the citizens of New York. And now he's spending his time on this, and the statute of limitations are gone.
The House Speaker at a House Republican summit in Florida Sunday. The leaders of China and Russia will meet at a summit in Moscow this week. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has the details.
President Vladimir Putin really seeking to come out of this meeting with a strengthened alliance with China, that no-limits partnership. He wants to see that stronger, while President Xi is trying to frame this three-day summit as being for the sake of peace, as he called it. U.S. officials highly skeptical about that, maintaining that China is poised to provide Russia with lethal aid in its continued assault on Ukraine.
Putin making a surprise trip to the Russian-occupied Ukrainian town of Mariupol. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
There's been a spike in the number of people on the terror watch list crossing the southern border. Fox's Griff Jenkins is at the border in Mission, Texas.
In February, according to CBP, there were 16 individuals that hit that terror watch list, bringing the fiscal year total the last 5 months to 69. That's on pace to beat last year's 98. And that was unprecedented. If you go back to the 5 years between 2017 and 2021, you only had 26. So this year, 69 already is already 2.5 more. And they're worried about the number of foreigners coming from faraway places like China.
A Colorado dentist is accused of killing his wife by poisoning her. Fox's Chris DeMeo reports.
45-year-old James Craig was arrested Sunday on a first-degree murder charge. Police in Aurora say Craig drove his 43-year-old wife to the hospital Wednesday after she complained of severe headaches and dizziness. Her condition quickly deteriorated and she was placed on a ventilator. Craig's wife was declared brain dead shortly after that. Police issuing the arrest warrant after doctors decided to take her off of life support. An investigation continues.
On Friday, Fairleigh Dickinson making history as just the second 16 seed to ever beat a top seed in the NCAA tournament. On Sunday, they were attempting to become the first to reach the Sweet 16.
Fairleigh Dickinson is the smallest team in Division I men's basketball, but they stood tall on Sunday, leading Florida Atlantic in the second half before coming up short 78-70. There were upsets Sunday. 7-seed Michigan State knocked off 2-seed Marquette 69-60, and 6-seed Creighton beat number 3-seed Baylor 85-76. 5-seed Miami, a minor upset, dropping 4-seed Indiana 85-69. In the other game, Xavier beat Pitt 84-73, and Kansas State wins the Battle of Wildcats 75-69 over Kentucky.
That's Fox's Tim McMaster. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.